With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Prescott Cardinals baseball team is moving on after a hot, sticky win against St. Croix Central in come-from-behind fashion on Thursday night.
The 3-2, here it is. He chops it, left side, tough play. He throws it down the line. O'Brien throws it down the line. The throw to the plate, and in time. And the Cardinals, they win. The Cardinals celebrate. They win here on a throw that gets away, and the Prescott Cardinals move on to the semifinals. Prescott wins. Final score tonight, 2-1 in a come-from-behind bid.
Come-from-behind victory, absolutely, with the way the Cardinals played. They were down in the fifth inning, 1-0, after a Kyle Traynor double and was driven in on a pitch that was hit off pitcher Austin Fox into right field by Jaden Goodwin. It goes down as an RBI single to make it 1-0, but then Fox heated up again, struck out two more in the sixth, and got a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh, as the Cardinals needed to come to life offensively in the bottom of the seventh. Ben Roll started it off with a leadoff single. Then an error is Brady Block reaches on a fly ball into left field that was lost in the sunshine, and Justin Severson came to the plate, and as you just heard in the play-by-play clip, he chopped it up the third baseline. The ball was thrown away. That brought home Brady Block with a game-winning run in walk-off fashion. Prescott wins 2-1, and now they'll play at Baldwin Woodville in the second round Tuesday at 5 p.m. The Prescott Cardinals girls softball team rounded out their 2021 regular season at 19-3. Overall, the number one Cardinals will now host number 9 Osseo Fairchild on Monday after Osseo Fairchild upset La Crosse Aquinas 12-6 in their play-in game. Now the Cardinals will meet Osseo Fairchild at Biggs Fry Memorial Field at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex Monday at 5 p.m. live on KDWA. But before we get to that, we talk about the final game of the regular season on Wednesday as the Cardinals fell 2-0 to Baldwin Woodville as the Blackhawks finished their regular season undefeated. But it was a great test for the Cardinals right before playoffs. Head coach Nick Johnson has more.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's a bummer, you know, having an opportunity to get a share of the conference championship. But we lost to a very good team and a very good pitcher, and we just couldn't get in going against her. Flat out, she just kind of dominated us, and she dominated us from the first pitch to the last pitch. And, you know, like you mentioned, tip the cap, and we move on. I mean, as well as she pitched, I thought Taylor threw just as well. I mean, Taylor gives up the infield hit, a base hit up the middle, and a two-run homer in 6 innings against one of those top teams in the state. So we had positives. And, of course, like I said, it's a bummer we didn't come out on top. But we take away from that loss, you know, with momentum heading into the playoffs, knowing that we probably just saw our best team we'll see in the playoffs and probably the best pitcher we'll see going forward.
Coming out of the game with Baldwin Woodville, the Cardinals feel very strong about where they're at right now with the number one seed, home field advantage, and a strong team from top to bottom.
And that's kind of the big thing going into last night was, you know, don't be intimidated, don't be scared of them because, you know, their hype and their ranking and they're undefeated and stuff like that. And we were not. Our girls, boy, I tell you what, they were ready to play. They were excited. We had a great infield outfield. We weren't intimidated, and that was a big thing. And you mentioned our schedule, but we lost them twice and we lost Altoona. You have two top 10 teams in Division II, and our conference has been solid this year, and our non-conference play has been, we put that up against anybody in D3 right now. So we feel great about where we're at. And like I said, our girls are focused. You know, of course, they were disappointed last night, but I think, you know, like they know as well as the coaching staff knows that it's only going to help us going forward. And like I said, we didn't take a step back in our confidence level at all. We're ready to rock.
All in all, looking back at the regular season, 19-3, with the 3 losses coming against 2 top-ranked teams in Division II, if that doesn't have the Cardinals ready for the postseason, I don't know what will. Coach Johnson agrees.
Well, you know, what a great group of girls to be around and to coach and to learn from. Well, I've learned so much being around them and them teaching me things about the game that, you know, I wasn't aware of being a first-year coach. And they're just great kids, and that's why you coach, boy. You coach because you love kids, and that's so true for our staff and for me. And we did have high expectations this season, and so far, we've exceeded those. I mean, we've won 19 games. Yeah, of course, we didn't win conference, but we've won 19 games against a really, really tough schedule, and that's saying a lot, you know. And we start in March there with our 15 contact days, and we go on into practice days, and it feels like we've been, you know, at times it's been like, you know, this long season because of the way it's played out. But boy, it's felt like it's went so fast because we've had so much fun. So a lot of positives. You know, the girls have been preparing this for a long time, you know, this playoff push. And that's why we just feel we're ready. And like I said, it's going to be a great ride, and we can't wait to get going.
Not just a few, but many of the Prescott softball wins during this 2021 season have come with double-digit runs scored. I asked Coach Johnson what has made this squad one of the most prolific offensive teams the Cardinals have ever had.
There's no let-up. I mean, you go through our one to our two to all the way to our nine hitters. There's no weak spot, and they all contribute in different ways. You know, we have our girls that can hit for power. We have our girls that are gap hitters. We got girls that can run, and we just put a lot of pressure on the defense. Our biggest thing is we just need to put the ball in play, and we've been doing that. You know, takeaway last night, and again, credit to the pitcher because she was very good, but that's a big thing with us. We need to put the ball in play, and when we do, we hit it hard. We make our team field it, and going against our team, boy, I just feel that coming up here that we're going to continue to score runs the way we're swinging it, and like I said, we've been swinging extremely well the last month besides one game, so we're right where we need to be.
I asked Coach Johnson also why seating is so different between baseball and softball teams, with baseball being seated in their regional with pretty much the entire Middle Border Conference. Meanwhile, in softball, they go to Division III, and they play a bracket very similar to what you see during basketball. Coach Johnson on the differences.
Yeah, it's definitely different, and it's kind of puzzling to me. I really don't understand how softball and baseball can be that different. And then the rest of our conference goes up to Division I or Division II, so we don't have to face our conference, which I'll be honest, which is pretty nice this year because I thought we had a very good conference overall. And so we go down the South bracket, and that's against kind of the Cooley and the Clover Belt and teams like that, and the Westbys, the GTs, and, you know, Neillsville's sitting at four. So teams that Prescott softball has been familiar with over the last several years, teams that we know that are very good and have a history of being very good. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and we know that anything can happen on any given day, and we're not overlooking anybody, and whoever we play is the biggest game, and like I said, we've been stressing that all season.
The Cardinals don't have to begin their playoff run until Monday because they have the first round bye.
That's another thing, being the one seed in softball, is we will be home if we continue to win to the sectional final. We start Monday at home versus Osseo Fairchild, then we would play Wednesday at home for the regional championship game, and then the next game would be the following Monday at home, and that would be the sectional game, and then the following Wednesday would be the sectional final, and that's already at Arcadia, and that's regardless who we play from the north bracket. It's just that that's their host site, and so hopefully that's going to be the road. Three home games, and then a trip to Arcadia, and then hopefully go from there.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.